WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. It'll be an hour of local artists, some old favorites, original tunes. We'll be on the air for an hour in the middle of the month, just prior to the Sunday Night Hayride on WGEL.
July or
July. Stuck up on
heat of the summer. It's
heat
here.
Of the summer, the high summer here.
Yeah.
I've got a couple things to do on this show. A couple of birthday boys out there. And the first one, like salute, we're not going to do it right now, but we'll salute him here shortly, is none other than Ringo Starr. We've cast our net wide across the big water.
Since George was in Illinois
George,
for a while. Yeah.
George was first Beatle in Illinois there in 63.
I'm sure Ringo's been in Chicago a few times.
I imagine, yeah.
St. Louis even, I'm guessing.
He's in Champaign not too long ago.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, he's doing, still doing stuff. Yeah. Which brings my question, John. How old do you think Ringo is?
Well, I would guess.
And we got Craig Baumiger in the studio, and we'll ask Craig the same question.
He's older than me. Isn't he?
He's older than you.
He's older.
Most people are older than you, Craig.
He's older than Swamp.
He's older than me.
I'll bet you he's about 78, maybe 79.
John says 78. So anyway, you say, Craig?
I'd say 75.
75? He's going to be 80 years old.
80 years old. So I say 79. How close?
Yeah, you were close. Yeah. So
I took two guesses. So,
yeah, you get a hearty handshake at the end of the show, here, John, as a prize.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Yeah.
We're casting our net wide. Ringo was a native of Liverpool, England, over there, and he found fortune, fame and fortune, with the Beatles, if you remember that band. McCartney just had a birthday last month, and we missed him. I'm sure he's sad about that we didn't get him last month, but we'll get him next year.
One of my favorite songs, When I'm 64.
I'm 64.
He probably was 64, most of us.
Yeah. Well, you know what he said when he turned 64, he just left the country because people would come up to him and start singing that song.
Would they?
Throw him crazy after a while. So he wrote that song, by the way, when he was like 16 years old. It was like an old song. And when they did the Sgt. Pepper's album, they kind of brought it back, I guess.
Yeah.
Put on there. So great song.
Yes.
Anyway, that's our first birthday boy. So we're going to cast our net wide across the ocean there and get Ringo.
Well, we're going to stay close. We're going to have some Chicago's.
We've got some Chicago boys.
Chicago boys start out.
Some different people. I think I'm going to show up here later. Craig brought a CD that I play on. And the other birthday boy who shares the same exact birthday as Ringo, which is July 7th, is David Johnson. And everybody knows Dave Johnson on these parts. Maybe not as much as they used to. David and I used to hang around Town Square back around 1974 and try to ingratiate ourselves with the townspeople. I don't know how well we did, but we got ran off by the police one time, I think. And Craig knows that story, don't you think?
I witnessed that.
You witnessed that?
Yes.
There was, yeah,
what did we do, anyway?
Can you get me a witness?
We were just being ourselves, right? Yeah.
Yes, yes, you were.
But anyway, yeah.
David,
so
David is also known as the king of the five-string banjo. Also,
yep. We dubbed him that. Those titles are kind
well
of
deserved. Well deserved.
Yeah, I think so. Yes. Yeah, king of the five strings. So, like I say, Ringo, obviously, good drummer. Never heard him play a banjo, but. Anyway, Dave's king of five strings, so he's king of five string in our hearts. Anyway, so anyway, we're going to play some tunes by those guys later on. And I guess the biggest birthday of all is our country, our nation.
Hey,
4th of July.
Slipped by us here about a week or so ago. Yeah,
so, shots of fireworks out at the junior high out here. So tradition continues. So. What's first on here, John?
We were going to do that Chicago bunch that talked about. It's on the CD machine here.
Let me talk about them real quick. Then
talk about them, introduce them, and I'll get them off to a flying start here.
This is a really great band. A friend of ours, Video Bob Whiteside from the great land of Sorrento, Illinois, up there came up with this CD for me. He said, "You got to listen. These guys are great." And either they are or they aren't. And I listened, like, wow, they are good. And this band called Mr. Blotto. The CD is from early 90s, and I think they're no longer, which a lot of these good bands slip away, but don't know much about them. There's some caricatures on the back here. I guess there's two brothers that were kind of the nucleus of this band, singer and guitar player. Guitar playing is great on here, and the first track we're going to hear is Mama Got a Radio. See what you think.
took 2 weeks, but it brought him on the deep. Oh, Lordy, Mama got a radio. Oh, Lordy, there's a cool thing. Oh, Daddy, can't you buy me one of those so I don't have to steal Mama's radio? She hears Edwin Hawkins early in the morning, Reverend Gary Davis in the afternoon, dancing through the kitchen where she should be doing cooking. She's smiling high as she listens to the tune. Oh, Lordy, Mama got the radio. Oh, Lordy, there's some tunes in it. Oh, Daddy, can't you buy me one of those so I don't have to steal Mama's radio, please? Oh. Well, Mama, she's napping so she'll never know.
nice sound.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Like I say, I think the nucleus of this was a couple brothers around the Chicago area, and had a bass player and a drummer, and they wrote all their material too, usually. Although if we got time later on, I'd like to play another song by them and see what happens. But they're covering a Beatles song, which is pretty cool too. So anyway, so what's up next on that?
Up next, we got our old buddy Jeff.
Okay.
Jeff's been out doing some live shows here lately.
That's right.
It's good.
Yeah.
The live show's getting cranked back up again.
Yeah.
And this is with his blues band, the Jefferson Brothers.
Brother Jefferson.
The Brothers Jefferson. And it's a key song off that album is called Homecoming Queen.
Be all smile. my homecoming queen. A little longer, 100 more miles. When I get there, she'll be all smiles. Tell your people, don't you know what I mean? I got me a homecoming queen. She's my homecoming queen. Can't wait to see my homecoming queen. Yes, I got a little homecoming queen.
Thank you.
All right, Brother Jefferson.
Jefferson. Homecoming queen.
Yeah, it's about good blues.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Brother. Yeah. Like I say, Jeff's playing around town, so
yeah.
If you hear about him, go around and see him.
Yes.
Support live music in Greenville.
Yes, get some more of it going here.
Yeah. Well, we talked about this next fellow here, and his birthday is on July 7th, and we guess you were the closest, John. You guessed 89. I think Craig said 70-something.
I think I said 79.
79, yeah, you're closest. So, yeah, Ringo was 80 on July 7th. So I want to play a track which he got to be known for. It was written by Johnny Russell, who the Hayride people probably know, Johnny Russell, and particularly he wrote a song called Rednecks, White Sox, and Blue Ribbon Beer. And he popularized the song Catfish John, which I like a lot. He didn't write that one, but he wrote a couple others too. Johnny Russell, portly little guy, he's passed away a few years back. He playing the Grand Ole Opry, come on, and he kind of cut up on the Opry, and you know, if he, hey, ladies, you get a good shot of me here? Kind of rotund little guy, and he posed for pictures, and so I had a little fun. But the story behind this was a fellow told me that one of the names on this, on the copyright, is Vonnie Morrison. And when I was a kid, I'd look at the Beatles records, and who's Vonnie Morrison? I didn't know who Johnny Russell was at that point either. Vonnie Morrison, who in the world is that? And then a few years later, then I found out who Johnny Russell was, but Vonnie Morrison was still a mystery. And he came up in a conversation with a fellow one time and said Vonnie Morrison was a woman who pitched this song to Buck Owens. And she didn't have anything to do with the writing of the song, but she pitched the song, got Buck's attention somehow, and Johnny Russell cut her in for, I don't know if it was even split, 50-50 split on songwriting, but that's the story on that, which... one of those behind-the-scenes stories. So.
Yeah, a songwriter is not a songwriter, but getting paid by ASCAP BMI and
sure.
All those good folks.
Yeah. You got your name on there. So,
yeah.
So Johnny thought about her, and I heard Johnny Russell comment about this song. He said the Beatles helped him buy a house, so he's forever grateful to the Beatles for covering the song.
Yeah, I bet.
So, helped him buy a house. And for me, being a young guy when these guys came out, you know, obviously they were rockers, but they had soft spots for all kinds of music, and Ringo really liked country music, and so he covered this Buck Owens too. And I think everybody knows it's called.
I remember when Ringo did this.
Yeah, when Ringo did it. Yeah.
I said, wow, listen, good country. Yeah.
Act natural. You know, all these guys said, like George Harrison loved Carl Perkins, who just a step away from being country. He was kind of country, rockabilly, I guess. And all those guys liked Lennon, liked Chuck Berry particularly. McCartney really liked Little Richard. So they all looked up to this, you know, first generation of rockers. And then, like I say, with country music, Ringo always had his ear tuned to Buck Owens here. So That's probably where they heard it from.
Yeah.
So, anyway, good for all those people there. So made them all some money there once upon a time. So I guess Ringo's still making money off of it.
Well, probably,
He's making money tonight because we're going to play him, right?
Yeah, there we are.
So
somebody will send him all we got.
We should get a little thank you from Ringo for that, huh? Hey, Ringo, you know, so you was one.
You ready to go?
All right.
Here we go. Here you got him queued up. Here we go.
Here you go. They let Ringo sing every once in a while.
Yes.
So that was all right, though.
Yeah, it worked out.
Yeah, I took a crack at that tune every once in a while myself, Act Naturally. So we got our guest DJ in the house here tonight. It's Craig Baumberger, who's no stranger to most of the people around here. And who you got that you're going to tell us about here, Greg?
Well, this is a fella. He called himself Bill Poss. His full name is Bill Passalacqua. He's an Effingham native. And I met him, it's been a couple of years ago, over in Effingham. He runs an open mic weekly. Hasn't had it on since the virus has shut things down. But he runs an open mic about 2 hours over at the Village Wine right in downtown Effingham. Bill is a folk song writer and singer, a real good guitar player, got some really good songs. And I've got one of his CDs here. It's called Hay for Sale. And we're going to play you a couple of tracks off of that. And here it is, Bill Passalacqua.
Hay for sale. We got round bales, we got square bales. Hay for sale. We haul a heavy load. Hay for sale. We got ryegrass, we got coastal. Say we got plenty of hay for sale. We got bluegrass in Kentucky. They got wheatgrass up in Kansas. But central Louisiana is where the best hay grows. Texas hasn't seen a drop of rain since April 2nd. That's why our grass costs more than the grass from Mexico. Hay for sale. We got round bales, we got square bales. Hay for sale. We haul a heavy load. Hay for sale. We got ryegrass, we got coastal. Say, we got plenty of hay for sale. We got our first cutting before the summer started. We got our second cutting before the end of June. We got our third cutting. Now it's rolling down the highway. If we get a fourth one, we'll have a new truck soon. Hay for sale. We got round bales, we got square bales. Hay for sale. We haul a heavy load, hay for sale. We got ryegrass, we got coastal. Say, we got plenty of hay for sale. Say, we got plenty of hay for sale. Say, we got plenty of hay for sale.
Hay for sale.
Yeah, you know, every farmer in listening tonight, probably a lot of farmers listening tonight, they know just what he's talking about there. Some hay for sale, boys.
It was a great song too. Bounced right along. Yep. I like the theme and the music and the guitar playing. Yeah.
This CD was, I was looking at the notes on the CD, was recorded and produced, I think, by a guy named Fred Eaglesmith. Who's up next here?
A fellow named Zander, and you'd guess.
Oh yeah.
Zanger.
Yeah. Mike Zanger. Yeah.
Mike Zanger.
We haven't played Mike.
We got
a
tune by him. Let's listen to it.
Yeah.
And while we're listening to it, we'll find out what it is. But it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said it was good.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
He's from around somewhere.
Yeah, he still lives in Edwardsville area.
Okay.
He'd been throwing house parties where he'd hire somebody to come in and play. He's had a couple of big names come in. He's got like a A-frame log cabin house, I think, out someplace. I was there one time. And he had the big guy, the guitar player, too. I can't think of anything. Name's not. If I don't use a name, I forget it.
Well, that's pretty well all of us.
I don't know.
Here we are.
Anyway. But yeah, Mike Zanger. The interesting thing about Mike was his dad was a college prof at SIUE. And he's a professor of mine for many years there. So then I heard about Mike. I'd never had met him. And then met him through Dale Hannenberger one time in a little picking session. And
we ought to bring a tune up by Dale. We haven't had one from him for a while.
Yeah, we could do that too.
Okay,
yeah.
Well.
Anyway, that's Mike Zanger.
Mike Zanger.
Not sure what the title of this one is, but we'll find out as we listen.
Okay.
I'm in the doghouse again. Every time I turn around, I commit some marital sin. I don't even know sometimes the trouble that I'm in. I'm in the doghouse again. My friends and I stayed out late fishing. She was waiting up for me in the kitchen. That vein above her eye was wildly twitching. I guess I crossed the line. I'm gonna have to pay the fine and admit the fault was mine, all mine. I'm in the doghouse again. Every time I turn around, I commit some marital sin. And I don't even know sometimes the trouble that I'm in. I'm in the doghouse again. I left the toilet seat up wrong. I didn't even know we had a song. Looked at that pretty girl just a little bit too long. I guess I crossed the line. Gonna have to pay a fine and admit the fault was mine, all mine. I'm in the doghouse again. Every time I turn around, I commit some marital sin. And I don't even know sometimes the trouble that I'm in. I'm in the doghouse again. Thank you. I don't even know sometimes the trouble that I'm in. I'm in the doghouse again. I left my clothing on the floor. I didn't fix that squeaky door. I called her mom a meddling, horrible person. Yeah, I crossed the line. I'm gonna have to pay a fine and admit the fault was mine, all mine, all mine, all mine. I'm in the doghouse again. Every time I turn around, I commit some marital sin. And I don't even know sometimes the trouble that I'm in. What did I do now? I'm in the doghouse. I'm in the doghouse. Back in the doghouse again.
Well, that was the Zanger. The Zanger?
Yep.
The
Mike Zanger. Yep.
Yeah. Good Remember stuff. Him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And true story, no doubt. Yeah.
Kind of sounds it, like it. Yeah. I don't know.
I've heard that story before.
Yeah.
A lot of lived that story a few days.
Yeah. Well, I think I have too, probably. So. Remember Mike Zanger, I never knew him when I was going to school, but his dad, like say, was a college prof there, English professor, and Sandora, where we just got done with a test that he had given us, and a guy said to me, boy, Zanger, there was a zinger of a test. And we looked around, and Dr. Zanger was standing right behind us. So
well, he should have taken that as a compliment, right?
He just smiled, kind of laughed, yes. And he had a little wordplay on the Zanger and Zinger thing there. So.
Yeah.
But, anyway, that was Mike. And let's see, we're going to play the David Johnson right now, I think, aren't we?
David Johnson.
Yeah, we got David all queued up.
Yep, David's all queued up.
This is from vinyl from 1980. It's called the Johnson's Regressive Bluegrass. And this features David Johnson. Once again, David Johnson roamed the streets. We roamed the streets together of Greenville back in 1974, 1975, along there. He was attending Greenville College at the time. His brother was very studious, so I guess he made up the slack for David. But David was more interested in banjo and girls, I think, actually. And he snagged one from Greenville College. She got her MRS from Greenville, as I would like to say, and named Melody. And she started playing with David through the years. And she's actually playing bass on this tune you're going to hear. This is Brother Bruce on mandolin. And guitar player is a guy named Jeff White, who went on to some fame and fortune and got him a gig with Vince Gill over the years. So he's been with Vince Gill for over 20 years now, and pretty much a steady paycheck there, I'd say.
I guess so.
Anyway,
yeah.
This is featuring Dave on the five-string banjo. It's an old one written by a guy named Don Reno, and it's the Dixie Breakdown. Dixie. Thank you.
Dixie Breaker.
Hey, what do you think about that, John?
Ooh, that was good.
Pretty good.
The five string.
Pretty good picking.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's
mighty fine picking.
Let it go.
From 1980, that was recorded live at a festival up in Michigan, I believe. They sandwiched some live tracks on this album, and most of it was done in the studio, actually in Michigan too. Had some Michigan connection there, but this at a festival they did. So yeah, pretty hot stuff there. So.
Amen.
So David, so his skipping school paid off in the banjo.
It did. Yeah, you gotta come out of school with something.
Yeah, you gotta have something to go. So. Well, Craig here is going to introduce Bill Poss, as some people call him.
But you so, Bill, that's good. Yeah. We've had some good times at Bill's place.
Yeah, I was going to say, he went over at least once with us to FM. And,
twice.
And went twice. I know one time he went, and you were a big hit over there. And,
well, you can't do
what was that one? Roger Miller, an old Roger Miller. Oh,
yeah, did Dang Man.
Right down the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's Bill going to do for us right now?
Well, Bill's going to do a song called Heaven, but I just wanted to mention, I don't think it came off this summer, but Bill organizes a couple of festivals over at Lake Sarah there in Effingham. The Moccasin Creek Festival, that's bluegrass, and then the End of Summer Festival, that's comes more along towards Labor Day. And I have not heard, I'm sure the Moccasin Creek didn't come off, but the End of Summer, I haven't heard what status is on that. But this is a song that Bill wrote and plays on, and I heard him play it over at the open mic a couple times, and it's one of my favorites. It's called Heaven.
I ran out of gas at Eagle Pass, so close to the big brown line. All I'd packed was a guitar in a sack and a bottle of cheap red wine. On the corner I sat with a quarter in my hat, I was trying to make some change. She walked by with a look in her eye, that's when things got strange. Across the street in a crowd of feet, two dice rolled up 11. Two beady eyes full of pain and lies in the car with the engine revving. In she went to the local 10-cent store, she came back out in a minute. She threw a dollar in my hat, said, hey, look at that. Then she walked to the car and got in it. Looked at the note, I saw what she wrote as the car rolled across the Rio. It said, I marry a man with blood on his hands, Saturday night in Saltillo. I should have known better than to try to go get her. It was trouble made to quarter her. But I sold my guitar, I gassed up the car, and I headed straight for the border. I broke my parole the minute I rolled past the Office of Immigration. The Texas state line was a prison of mine for the rules of my probation. My dear sweet wife had lost her life in the fight to send me to jail. A cop had run in front of my gun, and the judge, he held me without bail. No job, no wife, no house, no life I could leave and never look back. I had 24 hours to find that flower. I followed along their track. Yes, I went down to that mountain town. I parked somewhere in the middle. The churches abounded as I walked around looking for clues to that riddle. I found their car. It was parked not far from a church with a mission for the poor. The priest there said I could work for a bed, and he had me a mop on the floor. They were bringing in flowers. It was just 2 hours till the wedding bells would chime. They were bringing in chairs and tables to the square, and I was running out of time. Now when I could tell the wedding bell was about to take its toll, the ladies in wait had met their date, she was about to take that stroll. I left the limo driver barely alive, and I pulled it up to the door. I said, this is your chance to ditch this dance, but you can't come back no more. From inside there, all they saw was her hair as she shook out the pins and the veil. She hopped in the car, we got real far, they never did catch our trail.
Now somewhere in the street in a crowd of feet, there's two dives rolling up seven as we drive around this coastal town looking for a place to call heaven.
Place called Heaven.
Heaven. That's Bill Paas.
Yeah.
Mighty fine rhyming there.
Yeah.
It's a story song.
Maybe him and John Prine should have got together. John Prine talked about paradise. So.
Yeah, paradise, heaven.
And paradise, heaven, all those places.
All of the above.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Good stuff.
All right.
Well, John, we need to cut through and do some rocking here. We haven't done much rocking.
Well,
no.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We got one more.
Yeah, cut that out.
Okay. One more before the rocking.
The old man.
Oh, let's do the rocking. Let's do the
rocking. You sure? No?
Yeah. I think we can handle it. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
We got time for the old man?
You got time for the rocking. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's keep it on your face.
Okay.
I'm rocking.
The old man after the rocking. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's sing about summertime the other day. And yeah, of course, summertime reminds me of the Who. Somebody's supposed to say who.
Who?
And then we'll get into what and all that. No. What's the name of the band? The Who, yeah. Okay. Yes, isn't it? No, not Yes. Who, yeah. Anyway, The Who. They were still touring last summer, and they're getting to be kind of old guys, too. Not as old as Ringo, but be getting up there, you know, late 70s there, probably. So early, late 70s. This one called Summertime Blues, which the original guy, a guy like Jeff Lydell could tell you all about him. I know something about it. Eddie Cochran was the guy who wrote this with a co-writer. A big hit, probably like in 1958, something like that. And it's been covered by several different people, Who amongst them. I think Alan Jackson might have covered it.
Alan Jackson, I think, had it.
Not too long ago.
Real good.
Yeah, yeah.
That, yes.
So it's one of the songs that probably comes around every few years again.
Yeah.
Gets remodeled a little bit. But this is The Who live in Leeds, England. And I like this version a lot.
Too young to vote.
Sometimes
Summertime.
Summertime. Who? Years ago, the band I played in called Izzy, who we played on Town Square one time during the summer, and we did this version of that song. And Charlie Schaefer sang it very well. I've got it on a cassette tape someplace. If I can transfer it, we'll try to get that in here sometime. Mike Smith.
A summer month left.
Yeah, it's took a little. So, yeah. Maybe we'll see what we can do. Yeah. Our drummer, Mike Smith, who's no longer with us, did all the froggy parts. He did that.
Do that today.
Yeah, well, I'm getting more like that all the time, I guess. But do like some, no, one of those kind of things. Anyway, he's the guy that did that, so we had a lot of fun with it. Anyway, so no guitars were destroyed that night or anything like that. No, I only destroyed one guitar in my time, John. And it wasn't my guitar either, so that was fortunate.
I'm not to lend you any guitar.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of over that. It's just like the pyrotechnics. We talked about that at the Bond Theater years ago. We did some pyrotechnics. We're over that, too, I think. We don't do that kind of stuff.
No. They got some people in some big trouble.
No, that's right. Yeah. We're all kind of adults, more or less, now. Yeah. So, who's got next year, John? Anyway.
Oh,
we're going to do Mr. Blotto again.
Mr. Blotto.
Uh-huh. Once again, this is a band that...
Boys from Chicago.
Guys from Chicago. I don't know if they're functioning anymore. This is recorded in the early 90s. Maybe I could find out about it. If you want to hire them, then maybe they get back together. This is a cover since we did Ringo earlier on. Let's do this one called She's a Woman, which most Beatles fans know. So here's Mr. Blotto doing She's a Woman.
My love, she ain't no business.
that. Yeah, it's kind of nice, isn't it?
I like the way they handle that one.
Craig was saying it kind of seemed a little reggae-ish, like a little different beat to it.
Yeah.
Mr. Botto, I don't know. Are you out there, Mr. Botto?
Uh-oh. By Mr. Botto. No.
Who's this?
The old guy. You remember Geezer in the Freezer?
Oh, well, I'll never forget it. Yeah. I tried to forget, but I'll never forget.
This guy did a song. Seasonal. Yeah. Get cranked up here. And
so you brought a CD by the station here or something?
Yeah. We'll just call him the old man. He's an old man around town.
The guy has wears a raincoat a lot. Long hair.
Anyway, he calls this one What They Say About What They Say.
You know what they say about what they say. Like when they say it sure will be hot today. But then they say, I like the hot better than the cold. Then they say it's tough getting old. And they say, well, it beats the alternative. Hey, you know what to say about what they say. But sometimes they just say it day after day after day after day. Yeah, they say the market's up, the market's down. But it looks like it could turn itself around. You know what they say about what they say. Yeah, they say you got yourself a new haircut. Or how come you miss that easy putt? You know what they say about what they say. But I have to say it every day. They say the grandkids are coming for a stay. Well, as long as it's only for a day, too much of a good thing can be bad. But they expect to see old granddad, yeah.
Look, he's still alive. Ooh.
Oh, don't get excited, that's just what they say. They say, are you working hard or hardly working? I wish you had a nickel every time I heard that one. But that's what they say. If they didn't say it, you wouldn't hear it, and you couldn't say beats the alternative. It's just what they say about what they say. But do they have to say it every day? Of course they say it every day, and sometimes you don't hear them. Sometimes they don't hear you, and then you hear the shortest sentence in the English language. Here it is. Come on, here it is.
That was the old man, What They Say About What They Say.
That voice sounds familiar to me somehow.
Yeah, well,
I've heard that somewhere before.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hard to place, though.
Yeah, nursing home probably somewhere. Hmm. Yeah.
Could have been.
Might be.
Could have been a McDonald's.
McDonald's.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
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 Let's do one more tune by the
good one there here. The Johnsons, and this is kind of a classic Johnson lineup. It's got David, who's the banjo player, singing the lead on it, and his brother Bruce singing tenor, and his wife Melody, David's wife Melody, singing the high tenor. So which I always thought was kind of cheating. You get a woman in the band, she can hit these high notes and stuff, but she hits them really well. And this is a song that Ralph Stanley wrote. It's called Nobody's Love Is Like Mine.
And they did a big instrumental he had on while.
Yeah, and we had
this one.
Right.
They're gonna cut loose with good stuff.
Gonna do some singing on this one.
All right, here we go. Let's do.
Nobody's love's like mine. They tell me that you found another and you are gone far away. Well, how could you leave me, little darling? For I love you both night and day.
Nobody's love's like mine. No one's so faithful and kind. Love that is true as the ocean. Nobody's love's like mine.
like mine. No one's a faithful and kind. Love that is true as the ocean. Nobody's love's like mine. Kind. Love that is true as the ocean is blue. Nobody's love's like mine.
Oh, the Johnson family.
Yes, as the man said, that was
Johnson family.
Yeah, ma'am.
Pretty good picking the singing there, wasn't
it? Yes. Excellent. The harmonies there.
Yeah, very good. Well, I guess about time to say goodbye, huh, John?
Well, I think so. Yeah,
okay.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, we're getting close to stretching our time in here. We got another month of summer coming up in August, so we'll come up with a good theory there.
Okay. I'll put my brain to work on put my brain in overtime for a theme there.
Get us both, here. We'll be going strong, all right? Hey.
Well, let's thank our guest DJ here tonight is Craig Bowes Baumberger.
Yeah, bring him back.
You're welcome.
A CD in here with him. So.
Afraid I didn't add too much. That's probably good.
No, it's kind of hard to add with us.
Add and subtract and multiply. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, until next month.
Happy July to everybody. Have a good night.
Craig. Night.